So when I graduated, you know, it was either getting away until I got drafted or enlist. So I enlisted in the Air Force, of course, because I always wanted to fly airplanes, you know. So I started out as I went to mechanic school, you know, and I ended up in Amarillo, Texas in 1952, you know. From there, you know, we had a, I went to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and I was there for a while, and they took us to Korea, you know. It was more or less a cleanup deal, you know. I mean, it was towards the end of the war, you know. So, and then I went to England, and I got married over there in England. And I, you know, applied for flight engineer school, and I got it, you know. So, I started out on a 124 aircraft, and I flew out of the 7th Military Airlift Squadron, the 28th in the, I think the one at Kelly was the 19th. I can't remember.
That's okay.
The 19th, and I flew a lot of missions. One of the missions that we had was in Alaska. This was before they had the, you know, satellite and stuff like that. Our job was to support the Dew Line, you know, the Dew Line. Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the Dew Line, but the Dew Line was kept track of the Russians, you know. Yeah, so that was the main line of defense. So a lot of that, missions in there, we have to fly with minimum fuel, you know, and because of the cargo. And in Alaska, it was always a soft thing, you know. So there was, we land on some of those islands, and a lot of times we land with zero visibility.
Zero visibility?
There was one time that we landed at Shimia, and I mean, we didn't think we was gonna make it, but we touched down, and there was quiet on the airplane for about 30 seconds, and everybody came over the intercom at the same time. Boy, that was close. That's how bad it got sometimes, you know. But we made it, you know, we made it. And then I went into the EC-121s. And there was two squadrons, EC-121s, one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. I was on the West Coast. And our main mission was to, you know, we fly over the water to patrol, you know, look out for submarines and things like that, you know. So that was kind of interesting. But there was an airplane all the time on duty, you know, because, you know, 24 hours a day. So if for instance, if you have problems, you know, let's say you lost an engine, you still had to stay on station until you got replaced.
Long hours?
Oh, sometimes 10, 12 hours. 12 hours a day. And there was another mission that I flew out of there that on the EC-121s, because I checked out in about 7 different models of the EC.
Well, that's what I recall, because you kind of got them all on your head there. That's right.
Of the EC-121. Mm-hmm. And This one didn't have the big antenna, you know. Mm-hmm. This was looked like a porcupine. Huh?
So he was like on intelligence
aircraft. Antennas everywhere. Mm-hmm. And our job was to fly along the DMC mm-hmm. and spot, the sensors, monitor the sensors. And the sensors could pick somebody walking right across the DMC, mm-hmm. but he also pick up animals,